and you're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in studio with two special guests today to talk about some upcoming performances at the Forrest Roberts Theater. We have some opportunities for you to see Legally Blonde the Musical Junior as part of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. We have one of the principal players and the director of the program itself in the studio today. Why don't we start with you, Petra? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, I guess, the laundry list of characters that you play?
Well, I'm Petra Fraser. I'm going to be an eighth grader in Bothell Middle School. I've done theater for as long as I can remember. And I have four different roles I play in the show. My main role that I have, like, five or six scenes in is a Delta Nu. And I love that. I love my cast members. They're the best ladies in the world. I couldn't have asked for a better group of girls to work with. And then I'm in two dance numbers, with other than my Delta Nu stuff, which are Whipped Into Shape and Bend and Snap, which is a classic Legally Blonde song. Mm-hmm. And then I am Chutney Windham, and I have a fun, very, very short wig perm. That's real fun.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Oh boy, so you've got multiple personalities on stage. Yes. Multiple personality disorder, but in the best way, and bringing a lot of that excitement of the, it's the Delta Nu, the group of girls, right? The
yes,
sorority girls.
That's the sorority that Elle is in, and there's one girl in the sorority who helps to get into Harvard, and her name is Kate, and then she has three best friends, Margot, Serena, and Pilar, who are our other three main Delta Nu's.
Very cool. And then we have the director of the program itself here. Jelena McLean is in the studio as well. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe your experiences so far? We've talked about Superior Arts Youth Theater in the past. Our listeners most likely know who you are, what you do with the group. So what's happening this time around with Legally Blonde the Musical Junior?
Right. So Legally Blonde Junior is very similar to the movie version. They did also have the full version of the musical on MTV for a time there.
Oh, really?
As well. So the junior version definitely makes it a little more family-friendly. It's still super upbeat, very musical-heavy, and huge dance numbers. So definitely didn't cut out anything that's of substance for people to be entertained by, that's for sure.
Sure.
But definitely more family-friendly than the larger version of it. It does follow Elle's story. She follows her one true love, Warner, to Harvard Law School, mm-hmm. thinking that love is all that matters. And it's true. Like, love is an important thing in life. We all know that. But really, she finds herself on the way. So she goes from this sorority sister who is like, oh, I just need to look great, and that's all I need in life, to finding the substance in her life that, like, really pushes her to become the woman she is.
Like, going from the superficial down to, like, who you are at the core,
And it pushes her to realize, wow, like, that relationship maybe wasn't right for me, or you'll have to kind of come see the show to figure out who Elle ends up with and what goes down in the big murder trial.
Yeah. So that's the thing. You kind of get drawn into the story initially maybe as, like, that, you know, love story, girl tracks boy, boy meets girl, you know, that kind of thing. And then it goes deeper than that.
That's right.
Very cool. So for those people that maybe have just seen the movie itself, what would be something that could draw in people to more of the experience? Because, you know, there's the songs, we've got the dance and everything too. You know, can you tell a little bit about how that could maybe bridge the gap with those people?
Yeah, so definitely people who maybe saw the movie and were like, well, yeah, it's quirky, it's cool, it's fun. If you come out to see the musical, it just amps up how, like, intense this story is. Like, you've got Elle, you've got Chutney, you've got Paulette, and, like, these characters all have, like, these crazy personalities. They really do. Way larger than life. But then you hit the musical, and then now they're all singing and dancing on top of having these crazy personalities. So people should come out and, like, check out our kids on stage, for one. Like, these kids are having to, as Petra said, play, like, four roles in this show.
Right.
Like, so we're really stretching the boundaries with them right now. We're really pushing them to become better actors and singers and dancers. Mm-hmm. And they have to be on stage for as a Delta Nu. And then the next scene, oh, now you're in the prison. So, like, what's the difference between a prison person and a Delta Nu?
And how does your mindset change?
Exactly.
You know, how do you switch that on and off?
I love the backstories that the cast comes up with, too. Because, like, all of a sudden, the they'll be like, oh, and this is why my character's in jail. Or, oh, this is why our sorority house is the colors that it is. Like, it's just so cool for them to even come up with, like, why their characters are the way they are.
And that's the great thing about theater is, like, you kind of get into that mindset and then you start to explore that and see how the characters relate on and off the stage. I mean, Petra, how many, you know, different backstories have you come up with along the way?
The Delta News, we all have decided that we're all on a juice cleanse and that we yell at Elle because she's eating Milky Ways and in the not juice.
You're off the cleanse diet. No.
We're all very crazy, and there's always, and like I said before, there's the one who's like kind of away from that, like, hyped up sorority girl that's like, okay, you gotta crack down, I'm gonna get you into Harvard Law, but you gotta give up your, like, no parties, more
hit
studying,
the books. Yep.
Hit the books, basically.
Yeah, so that's great, because talking about how it dives deeper than, like, the superficial look of, like, you know, it seems like there's a stigma with, like, a sorority group that's like, you know, we're always party all the time and everything or something like that, or it's like nothing but nonstop fun. And at the same time, she's there for Harvard Law. So, I mean, that's a big deal. But at the same time, a musical like this has got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun. Like, it's literally, the cast itself, just so much energy, honestly. Like, I can get upset because we're talking off stage and stuff, but, like, the second they're on stage dancing and singing and, like, giving me, I get goosebumps. Like, the last few tech days, I've just been like, okay, this show's amazing. Like, just seriously, I sit in the back of the house and I get goosebumps for so many scenes. And as a director, that's such a cool feeling because you see it again and again and again. And it gets to the point where, like, okay, you've run this show, like, 15 times straight through.
You learn all the words.
Yeah, and you know everything. And yet, like, the actors are coming up with new bits and they're polishing all of their work. And so to see it all come together, like, so tightly is just so cool and such an awesome experience.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And speaking of experience, why don't we let people know when they can see the show?
Yeah, it's a good plan, hey? So the show actually opens Tuesday, July 16th, which is tomorrow, according to us right now, but Tuesday, July 16th through July 20th, which is Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we've got shows at 7:30 p.m. each night, and there's also a 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday.
And that's at the Forrest Roberts?
That's right, Forrest Roberts Theater, so people can get their tickets at the nmu.universitytickets.com. That's the new site. You can still also go to tickets.nmu.edu. It directs you right there still. Mm-hmm. You will be able to buy tickets the day of the show, likely, as long as we still have them available.
Right
now we do still have tickets available, though, so please come out. There's an opening night party Tuesday night, so there'll be some food in the lobby afterwards, meet with the cast, and it'll be a great time. We really hope people can come out and support the youth in our community.
Yeah, and also speaking of supporting the youth in our community too, how can folks get involved if they come to a show for the first time and they're like, okay, I've got this precocious 5-year-old child who's like begging to get on the scene somewhere. Like, how could they get involved or get their child involved?
For sure. So they can check us out on saytheater.org, right on our upcoming event page. Right on our upcoming events page, we have a lot of information on there about all of our camps that are coming up. Our new auditions will be up soon. We've got Frozen Junior coming up in the fall,
boy.
So that's going to be a real big one that I'm sure a lot of people will be coming out for. But for sure, send us an email, give us a call. We are always willing to talk to you about our program. And we do offer programming for youth ages 3 to 18. You just have to be within the school age. And, we've got stuff for all ages, and we'd love to have kids come out. We're doing some new workshops this summer as well. So please get your kids involved. We've got a tech workshop going for molding and casting, which we're pretty excited about. That's all, like, prop-making skills and molding your hands and getting really dirty and down into the prop-making. But we've also got a lot of acting workshops happening, too, so check it out.
Very cool. And again, we're speaking with Jelena McLean, the director of Legally Blonde, the musical, Junior, and speaking with Petra Frazier. She plays 4 roles, if not more, throughout the performances. And again, performances July 16th through 20th at the Forrest Roberts Theater. And again, information and tickets available at nmu.universitytickets.com. I want to thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.